نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in His Quran, after I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala قال, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the blessings or the favors of your Lord, then preach it, or speak about it, or tell it to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran has commanded us to talk about the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, has bestowed upon us. And that this remembering the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us is a way of praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for blessing us and favoring us with the favors that He has bestowed upon us. Allah, and today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we want to talk about the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us and making the believers brothers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَاءٍ حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commands us, as He says, I command you to hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and don't be divided, and to remember Allah's favor, your Lord's favor to you when you were enemies and He made you brothers. You were enemies and He united your hearts, and thus you became brothers. And you were on the brink of the pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. This is how He shows to you His signs, so that perchance you may be guided. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this verse is calling us to remember the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, that He united our hearts and He made us believers. And that it wasn't because of the efforts of one person or a group of people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has our hearts united as brothers, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is the one who has united our hearts and has made us brothers. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in His Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Indeed, or the believers are only brothers. So make up between the two of them and fear Allah, so that perchance He may show mercy on you. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made us believers. He wanted us to make up if there's anything between us, and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that He can show His mercy on us, that he can continue to bless us and to keep us as brothers, having our hearts united, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is reminding us that the believers are only brothers. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many authentic hadith, he also reminds us of this favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by making us brothers, as he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يَكْذِبُهُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ. Until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دمه وماله وعرضه وعرضه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith collected by Imam Muslim, says, I command you, O servants of Allah, to be brothers. The Muslim is a brother of his Muslim, of the other Muslim. He doesn't oppress him, he doesn't lie to him, or he doesn't take his brother's speech to be a lie to himself, and he doesn't despise him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had went on to say, every Muslim is sacred to another Muslim, his life, his wealth, and his honor. Here the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about the favors that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by making us Muslims and brothers to one another, showing that we don't oppress one another, and we don't lie to one another, or we don't take the speech of our brothers as lies to us, and we don't despise the believers, but we take the honor and the lives and the wealth of the believers to be sacred with us, because this is the character of a believer, this is the characteristic of a Muslim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also tells us in an authentic hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, الْمُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا ثُمَّ شَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that the believer is to the believer like a structure, each of it helping the other part, and then he put his fingers together like this, showing the tightness of the bond between the believers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us, is mentioning to us, the favors that our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. We could have been enemies, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had us enemies in the days of Jahiliyyah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala could have made us like the kuffar that we see, hating one another, killing one another, oppressing one another, lying to one another, despising one another, not taking the honor or the wealth or the lives of each other sacred. But the Muslims, alhamdulillah, with this brotherhood amongst ourselves, we have these favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone has bestowed upon us. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in an authentic hadith speaking about this favor, he says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَوَادِهِمْ وَتَعَافُطِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى عَضْوٌ مِنْهُ تَدَاعَى سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالْحُمِّ وَالسَّهَرِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this authentic hadith, he tells us that the example of the believers with their mercy to one another, with their love to one another, with their helping of one another, is like one body. If that body complains, if one organ of that body complains, then the whole body feels the fever and the sleeplessness. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us, this is a favor from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we're able to love one another. that we're able to help one another, that we're able to show mercy to one another, and that this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing that He has bestowed upon us, and this is the these are some of the favors that I want to remind us today, because these are the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And speaking of these favors is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith, he tells us, المسلمون المؤمنون تتكافأ دماؤهم وهم يد على من سواهم. And this authentic hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that the believers, their blood is equal. And this is in relationship to diyat and the qisas, that the believers are equal. No one is more better than the other person, of course, except by the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the believers are united together against anyone that is opposed to them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us the tightness of this brotherhood, the togetherness of the believers. And this is definitely one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And we should talk about this favor, and we should praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for blessing us with this favor. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, al-muslim man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, that the Muslim is the one that the other Muslims are safe from his hand and his tongue. This is the Muslim. We can be safe from the other Muslims. We don't have to worry about the Muslims talking about us. We don't have to worry about the Muslims trying to harm us with their hands, because the characteristic of a believer is that the other believers are safe from his hand and his tongue. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that if in fact we are believers, that we are, as he has described us, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, that none of you truly believes till he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. This is the characteristic of the believer, that we love for our brothers and sisters in Islam that which we love for ourselves. And these are the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And we should talk about these favors among ourselves, reminding ourselves of this favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by uniting our hearts and making us brothers, and making the believers brothers. As this favor is to, mentioning this favor is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to talk about this favor that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us is to encourage us to live up to this favor, to guard this favor, to preserve these favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and not to negate those characteristics that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described as part of the character of the believer. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep on our tongues the mentioning of His favors to us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the mentioning of these favors an encouragement for us to live up to these characteristics. Walhamdulillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, amma ba'du. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, in his book, that's one of the finest books ever written, Riyad al-Salihin, or Gardens of the Righteous, he has a chapter that we should take a look at, and that is the chapter, Babu Dham Dhil Wajhayn. Imam al-Nawawi puts a chapter in his book, Riyad al-Salihin, the chapter, the disapproval of the one with two faces, or the two-faced Muslim. And he begins off this chapter with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِذْ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. That they hide their lies from the people, but they don't hide them from Allah, as He is with them, with His knowledge, when they are planning to say that which isn't pleasing to say. And Allah is muhit, or all-encompassing, with His knowledge over that which they do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is disapproving and blaming a person from being two-faced, as Imam al-Nawawi is using this ayah to show us. that they come to some of the people trying to come with one face, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows their true intent. And then Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions a hadith, and I'm going to take the narration from Imam Al-Bukhari, and it's sahih. تَجِدُ مِنْ شَرَارِ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ ذَا الْوَجْهَيْنِ يَأْتِ هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith, he said, you will find the most evil or the worst people in the sight of Allah on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of resurrection, the two-faced. They go to one people with one face and the other group of people with another face. These two-faced people are like the munafiqs, because they are outwardly expressing one thing and inwardly they have another program. This is the two-faced people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are blaming, because it's a bad characteristic of a believer to be two-faced. To go to one group of people saying that which would please them, and then to go to another group of people saying that which would please them, in order to cause dissension among the two groups. When he's with this group of people, he's flattering them, praising their programs, though he doesn't believe in them. And he's saying that the other group of people, he's blaming them and talking bad about their program. And then when he goes to the other group of people, he praises them and he praises their program and he talks about the other people. He has one face with one group of people and another face with another group of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger are warning us from being among the type of person who would be like this, who will cause problems among the Muslim by going to one group of people with one face and another group of people with another face. This is the type of person that will go around spreading namima, or going around spreading the speech from one person to another that would cause dissension among the believers, that would divide up the believers, that would break up the brotherhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the authentic hadith, لا يدخل الجنة النمام, that the namam will not enter into Jannah, that the one who spreads the namima, the one who spreads the speech of others to the other believers to cause problems and corruption and division among the believers, that this person would not enter into Jannah for the criminal activity that he's perpetrating among the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us from being among those who are spreading this corruption among the believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he has told us that they will be among the worst people in the sight of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he also tells us in another authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَجْهَانِ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَانَ لَهُ لِسَانَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That whoever has two faces in this world, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah he will have two tongues of fire. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking in the strongest terms about the one who spreads namima, the one who is spreading the speech among the believers, whether it's true or false, to cause dissension among the believers, to break up the brotherhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with, has blessed us with. And the ulama of Islam, they tell us that whoever comes across these namams, these people who spread namima, that we should take some things into consideration. Firstly, we shouldn't believe in them at all, because they are fasiq. They are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and criminal. We shouldn't believe that which they say. We should prohibit them from passing on this namima. We should prohibit them and stop them when they start to pass that namima to us. We should stop them from spreading it. We should hate them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are hateful in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should hate the one who is spreading this namima for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not even take into consideration the one who they are talking about, that there might be any truth for it, so as to look at that brother in a bad light. When we hear the namam spreading this namima, we disbelieve in it. And we don't even let it come to our minds, the possibility of that person actually being the way that namam is saying that he is. we should not let the speech of this Namam, the one who is spreading the Namima, we should not even let it encourage us to try to find out is it true or not, to see what's behind it. We should just overlook it altogether and make as if it didn't even happen. We should, lastly, not be pleased with the speech of the Namam, even if it seems pleasing to us. Because sometimes when they're spreading this namima, as they are coming to you with one face, flattering you and praising you in your face, as if they're on your side, as if they like you and they love what you're doing, they act like this, and you sometimes may be happy that, yes, he's praising me like this, he's looking at me in a good light, and he's talking about the other people, showing me that they're against me. We shouldn't even be happy or satisfied that a criminal like this, with his speech, we shouldn't be happy that he's saying something that may be on our side. We shouldn't be pleased with the words of a criminal, the one who wants to spread this corruption among the believers. We should stay against him. We should stop him. We should warn the believers of his criminal activity. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to enter him into Jannah, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. He's among the most evil people in the sight of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We should stay away ourselves from being among those people who are spreading speech to spread dissension among the believers. And we know what we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all encompassing, muhit with his knowledge over what we are doing. We should make sure we stay away from this, and we should warn the people who spread this type of namima to let it go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored the believers. He has made us brothers. He has put mercy between our hearts. He has made us to help one another, to not abandon one another, not to oppress one another, to help one another, to love one another, to care for one another. This is the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, and we should be aware of those people who may cause some dissension so as to destroy the favor that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has favored us with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to favor us with his blessings. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to keep our tongues wet with remembering the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to allow us to praise him about these favors that he has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. Walhamdulillah.